Hi, we're turning back the clock on March 20, the anniversary of the day when John Lennon married Yoko Ono in 1969. They celebrated their honeymoon with their famous Bed In for Peace.
We think it's funny that the front page news should be the fact that two people went to bed on the honeymoon.
It was in 1991 that Tony Barber taped his last episode as the host of Sail of the Century after 11 years.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The
Sail. And it was in 2006 on this day that Cyclone Larry ripped through Innisfail, packing winds of up to 295 kilometres per hour.
This fence is broke. Everything's broke.
Special birthday to start off the March 20 list. Dame Vera Lynn is 103. The singer they called The Force's sweetheart is best known for this song.
We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know where.
Comedy actor, writer, director Carl Reiner is 98. He made the comedies The Jerk and All of Me and is also remembered for his time working with Mel Brooks.
His title is The Agony and the Ecstasy.
Then my title is obviously The Agony and the Ecticacy. That's my title.
Actor William Hurt is 70.
Let us not forget it was out of hope of something good.
Hey! Legendary Australian guitarist Ian Moss turned 65. The member of Cold Chisel went on to have the hit solo album Matchbook in 1989, which included the top 10 single Tucker's Daughter. Acclaimed director Spike Lee is 63 today, won his first Academy Award for BlacKkKlansman in 2019.
My grandma, who saved 50 years of Social Security checks, she called me Spikey Poo.
Academy Award-winning actress Holly Hunter is 62.
We only have 10 minutes left. How can you talk to me about parking problems?
And Richard Drummey, one half of the hit British duo Go West, celebrates his 61st birthday.
We close our eyes, we never lose again.
Finally, singer and actor Jerry Reed was also born on this day. He died aged 71 in 2008. He was in the movies Smokey and the Bandit and The Waterboy and had this hit.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Remembering Jerry Reed on March 20.